Apple Sophia Bliss had used as her office when she was the Sword and Cross librarian. Inside the chapel, Arian's iridescent wings flexed as she shook a can of spray paint and rose off the ground, aiming the nozzle at the wall. Her mural featured a girl in a glowing blue forest. She wore a tiered black dress and looked up at a blonde boy who held out a white peony. "Loosen Daniel forever," Arian sprayed in gothic silver letters over the bell of the girl's skirt. Behind Arian, a dark-skinned demon with dreadlocks was lighting a tall glass candle showing Santa Muerte, the goddess of death. Roland was making a shrine at the site where Sophia had murdered Luce's friend, Pen. Fallen angels couldn't enter sanctuaries of God. As soon as they crossed the threshold, the whole place would go up in flames, incinerating every mortal inside. But this chapel had been desanctified when Miss Sophia had moved in. Cam spread his wings and dropped through the broken window, landing behind Arian.
Cam.
Roland embraced his friend.
Take it easy, Cam said,
but he didn't pull away. Roland tilted his head.
Quite a coincidence finding you here. Is it? Cam asked.
Not if you like carnitas, Arian said, tossing Cam a small foil-wrapped package. Remember the taco truck on Lovington? I've been craving these ever since we fled this swamp. She opened her own foil package and devoured her taco in two bites. Delish.
What are you doing here?
Roland asked Cam. Cam leaned against a cold marble pillar and shrugged.
I left my Les Paul in the dorm. All this way for a guitar.
Roland nodded.
I suppose we've all got to find new ways to fill our endless days now that Luce and Daniel are gone.
Cam had always hated the force that pulled the fallen angels to the cursed lovers every 17 years. He'd left battlefields and coronations. He'd left the arms of exquisite girls. Once he'd walked off a movie set. He'd dropped everything for Luce and Daniel. But now that the irresistible pull was gone, he missed it. His eternity was open wide. What was he going to do with it?
Did what happened in Troy give you, I don't know?
Roland trailed off. Hope? Arian grabbed Cam's uneaten taco and downed it. If, after all these thousands of years, Luce and Daniel can stand up to the throne and seize a happy ending, why can't anyone? Why can't we? Cam gazed through the shattered window.
Maybe I'm not that kind of guy. We all carry pieces of our journeys within us, Roland said. We all learn from our mistakes. Who's to say we don't deserve happiness?
Listen to us. Arian touched the scars on her neck. What do we three jaded birds of prey know about love? She looked from Cam to Roland. Right?
Love's not the exclusive property of Luce and Daniel, Roland said. We've all tasted it. Maybe we will again.
Roland's optimism struck a dissonant chord with Cam.
Not me, he said.
Arian sighed, arching her back to spread her wings and rise a few feet off the ground. A fluttering sound filled the empty church. With deft slashes of her can of white spray paint, she added the subtlest hint of wings above Lucinda's shoulders. Before the fall, angels' wings were made of imperial light, all of them perfect, one pair indistinguishable from the next. In the era since, their wings had become expressive of their personalities, their mistakes and impulses. The fallen angels who had given their allegiance to Lucifer bore golden wings. Those who had returned to the fold of heaven bore the throne's hint of silver throughout their fibers. Lucinda's wings had been special. They had been purely, stunningly white, unspoiled, innocent of the choices the rest of them had made. The only other fallen angel who had preserved his white wings was Daniel. Arian crumpled the second taco wrapper. Sometimes I wonder.
What? Roland asked.
If you guys could go back and not screw up so epically in the love department, would you?
What's the point of wondering? Cam asked. Rosaline is dead.
He saw Roland wince at the mention of his lost beloved.
Tess will never forgive you, he added, looking at Arian. And Lilith?
There, he'd said her name. Lilith was the only girl Cam had ever loved. He'd asked her to marry him. It hadn't worked out. He heard her song again, throbbing in his soul, blinding him with regret. Are you humming? Arian narrowed her eyes at Cam. Since when do you hum?
What about Lilith? Roland said.